This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Gunn. Jumpstart your day on this Thursday, or as Ed calls it,
Friday, babe.
Although it is your Friday.
Yes, it is. You're my 6 month shoulder replacement checkup. And after that, I'll do my spinal fusion checkup. It's been one of those years, man.
And then get your
oil changed. Bad back. Yeah. Spinal.
Yeah. Spinal. Final.
It's no fun. It's having a bad back is one of the most defeating things. Just sometimes putting your shoes and socks on can be a huge
thing. Couldn't
task.
Do it.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't realize how much your back controls
everything
until you can't use it. You know what I mean?
I mean, literally, I couldn't walk. Stop. That was it. Done. I'm staying right here.
It's crazy for even people that just have like sciatic issues, which you were having, like trying to take a step and realizing you don't trust your foot to go on the ground because it feels so weak and you're going to collapse.
It was numb. Yeah. Couldn't feel it. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you, Dr. McAfee. Pronounced it, yeah.
So you head down to Sarasota, but you got to drive to Tampa.
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
So you head down today?
Yeah, after the show.
Drive to Tampa tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning. I have a 10 o'clock appointment tomorrow in Tampa.
So if you get around Ebor, just let me know. I'll Venmo you.
Okay.
Because he's white?
Yeah. Venmo? Yeah.
I don't have Cash App.
Yeah. It's got a Venmo. I got to have both apps.
By the way,
because I got Zach and I got Ed. You know what I mean?
When my tire blew the other day and the guy, I was going to pay him because we couldn't find my wheel lock. And he's like, look, I can do this and get this done. So anyway, he's like, I have all the apps. And you have to in that situation.
Yeah.
And I said, well, my co-host says Cash App for the blacks. He goes, you got it. You got it.
Black dude?
Yeah.
It's true, man.
Yeah.
That's my personal study. Only research I've ever done.
It's not 100%. Look, it's not 100% factual.
But it's close to it.
But it is.
It's close.
Pretty close.
What I just noticed, I'm like, I said, you want me Cash App? She said, the lady said, what's that?
Yeah.
What's okay? A Venmo? Yes. Okay. Venmo. And one day I asked just somebody else, a friend of mine who's black, to want me. I did it on purpose. Want me to Venmo
you? Have a black
you?
Friend?
Yeah. Want me to Venmo you? She said, no, Venmo. I got Cash App. So that's when I said, you know what? Aha!
My dad started asking questions when my sister came home and she had Cash App and she was putting hot sauce on her eggs. Like, where have you been? What are you doing? Who you know? Becky?
Wait a minute. Time out for a second.
I like hot sauce on my eggs. What does that mean?
And I don't.
I do.
I don't like hot sauce on my eggs, man.
Who's more likely to carry around hot sauce and put it on everything?
Me.
Okay. Well, look, there are some stereotypes that range, but yeah.
I keep it in the locker.
Yeah.
Crystal.
Crystal.
Crystal hot sauce, my favorite. I don't know. You guys with that Tabasco, man, that's just liquid fire. It's just heat.
I like Frank's.
Flavor to that.
I like Frank's too.
Frank's is cool.
That was my mother's favorite. She literally put that blank on everything.
Yeah.
I love Crystal. I like
meth.
No. Texas Pete would be my Texas second Pete's favorite.
Frank's wing sauce is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm sure I had it. Oh, it's yeah, really I have good. Had that. When my daughter made the chicken dip.
Mm-hmm. Like buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah. She uses Frank's.
Yeah, I've told you this before, but there's a place over in Perry Hall called Ravage Deli. Phenomenal food.
Right next to DeSantis.
And they
I've
have,
never eaten there.
They, you should. The food's amazing. I like the specials every day are incredible. So they have a Frank's Red Hot Dry Rub. And they make you can use it on anything, but they put it on, they have a red hot, like French fry, and it comes with like a ranch dipping sauce. It's phenomenal. It's so effing good.
That's where you lose me.
What?
Ranch.
What's ranch taste like?
Do you tell me stories?
What's a ranch?
I know, I hate ranch.
What's a ranch?
You know what? My friends call me ranch because I be dressing.
Did you tell your nutritionist about your dietary habits?
Which ones? Like eating?
Like all of them.
The cakes? I told her for about an 8-month span.
Like your Frank's dry rub French fries with ranch.
So good. About that? I haven't had that since we moved to Glen Burnie, I think.
So good. You're a study.
Look, hey, if anybody wants to come study this, good luck. Have fun with that.
I know something about order, like a garbage can lid full of French fries to go with pizzas. Because you didn't have enough carbs.
Oh, but hold on. To be fair.
What?
I was high as a kite, so. What do you want from me? You got to talk to Jaime about what I ordered. Don't talk to me now. Now's not the time. I can't speak for him. He's a different person. Am I talking in the fourth person?
That's a tough thing with you because it's like, yeah, but that's, you know, let's kind of catch you with that little sweet spot.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because my one buddy was the same way with alcohol. And he's like, we'd ask him something about what happened the day before. And he goes, oh. You can't talk to sober Mike. You got to talk to drunk Mike. Yeah. Sober Mike has no idea what drunk Mike did last night.
I had a friend like that. I didn't even know he drank that much until I saw him sober.
Yeah.
Because he was always like that. So I assumed that was him.
Fun times.
Fun times. What's this? Week 9? Week 10? No, it's week 9. I'm sorry. Week 9 starts tonight in the National Football League. I was on week 10 because we're thinking about the...
Oh, we were talking about Germany, yeah.
Yeah, Texans versus the Jets. I am so sick of seeing the New York Jets on primetime. I am.
Could you think of a game you want to watch less? Both teams.
I like the Texans. I like the Texans.
Well, the Giants and Jets have been on primetime, it feels like, more than any other team.
Anybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank God. They were putting the Cowboys on primetime, too, so we have at least a couple of good teams.
Seriously, man. I'm sick of seeing them. Every week they're on primetime, seemingly.
But it pisses me off because now, like, the Jets thing I understand, okay? Because, like, there was an expectation they were going to be good in the media market.
They've been on what? Out of the first 8 weeks, would have been on four? Primetime 4 weeks?
This is, for them, it's better to do it. Like, if they're watching the history of the Jets, yeah, I'm putting them in primetime the first 8 weeks. I'm getting them out of the way because I don't know if they'll be good at
the
end of the year.
They're on primetime again in 2 weeks.
It's crazy.
I think Sunday Night Football. Against the Colts.
But the thing that that'll get flexed. The thing that upsets me about that is that there. I understand it's New York or New Jersey, however you want to put it, and it's a huge market. But why do we put that game on at 1:00 on a Sunday then? You know, if you want, then get as many markets as you can to support. Because nobody wants to watch that.
Nobody wants to see that, man.
And I don't even know why you expected that anybody would want to see the Giants after week 7. Now, week 5, I mean, they're just dreadful.
There's nothing that suggests that the Giants would have been good this year.
Well, that's what I don't get. I get the Jets thing. The market's got a lot to do with it, but it's Aaron Rodgers. And people picking them to, you know, be in contention with the AFC title. And, obviously it didn't happen.
I was even buying in early because it seemed like, okay, he's healthy.
Yeah.
All the pieces are back
they
now.
They had everything but a quarterback. Tough defense, great offensive pieces. They had no quarterback.
But still, they've been on TV more than the teams that were in the conference championship games last year.
Mm-hmm.
They've been on TV more than them. Teams that you knew were going to be good again. I'm done with them, man. And then again tonight, baseball's over, so you can't watch that. They weren't going to play tonight if the Yankees won anyway.
And, the other part of it, I know with Aaron Rodgers, you have people that want to see him because it's Aaron Rodgers. But after you've watched him for a couple weeks now, I mean, he might be in the bottom third of the league in quarterbacking this year. He hasn't been good. And then on top of it, it's like, it's the NFL. Like, they can put some random ass games up. They didn't know that Minnesota was going to be decent this year. And then all of a sudden we have them on some primetime games. And you're like, okay, at least I get to watch Justin Jefferson and get to see, you know, this offense run. The same thing with other teams. There's nothing redeeming about the Giants team to watch. Their best player left and went to the Eagles.
That's my point.
And their most exciting player is a rookie that they can't even throw a touchdown to at home because Daniel Jones hasn't thrown a touchdown in New York in over 2 years. 2 years, you're a quarterback. That's what you do.
Marcus Williams declines an interview during open locker room. What do you take into that? We'll look at that at 6:45. On the other side, we have a champion, Major League Baseball. The Dodgers win it all. We're talking baseball up next on The Fan.
Dave Roberts can hardly watch. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA! They've done it! They finish the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for! A swarm of Dodgers on the right side of the infield. Grown men but children again. Living out their dream.
World Series champs. That's courtesy of the Dodgers Radio Network.
I don't know why I feel like the announcer had it all wrong. He should have laid it out the way it was. They did it! They finally bought all the good players, and it's come to fruition that if you spend this much money, you too can give yourself an opportunity to win one of these.
Do they practice that voice?
I always feel like they get over the hump. What hump? You guys have been spending more money than anyone else
for years. Yeah.
For years. It's crazy, man. They have four MVPs in their hitting lineup.
Yeah.
How many Hall of Famers are in there?
It's like, the guys who actually won MVPs.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's three MVPs, but one of them won it twice, right? It's Freeman, Betts, and Otani.
Otani's won it twice. Yeah. So they have four MVPs. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Three winners, but four MVPs in their lineup.
It was like
the guys, here are their role players. Teoscar Hernandez.
Right.
Will be a middle of the order hitter anywhere. Will Smith.
Who's one of the best catchers in baseball.
Exactly. Kike Hernandez. Those are the role players, man.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny to look at it. Look, I'm happy the Dodgers won because I obviously.
Gavin Lux.
That's homegrown talent. We got one. Hey, guys, Will Smith is too. But
Max Muncy. Come on, dude.
It's funny, though, and you think about it. Think about all the players they lost that they spend on. You know, all their pitchers, they lost injuries. Clayton Kershaw wasn't around. Walker Buehler got hurt for a good portion of the year. They had to throw away the domestic violence cat in Urias because he couldn't stop beating on women. Loser. And then and Tyler Glass now.
Right.
They lost all that. And it's like, we're still okay because we have way, way more better players than you guys will ever have.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people talk about that era last night.
You brought up another
outfield by Aaron Judge. That didn't lose the game. That didn't lose the game because they had two outs even with that with no run scored. This is the play that turned the entire game around.
5-0 Yankees. The Dodgers have to get something here. The pitch. Mookie cues it right side of the infield. Picked up by Rizzo. He's going to have to take it himself. Nobody was covering the bag. Nobody covered it. And that is how the Dodgers break through. The Yankee defense absolutely failed Gerrit Cole in the fifth. It was a cue shot to first from Betts, just like in the very first inning. But this time, Rizzo couldn't complete the play. It's now 5-1, and they're loaded for Freddie.
It was not just like the other play. The other play, Ed, Rizzo was about 10 feet from the bag. This play, he was playing way back from the bag. That Yankees defense didn't fail Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole failed. Cover the bag. Well, cover first base.
I was going to say the Yankees defense didn't fail him.
But the inning is over with no runs if he covers first base.
Because he struck two batters out.
Himself. But he prolonged that inning. You practice that in spring training. That was Gerrit Cole failed himself as well. You get out of an inning with no runs instead of letting it bleed into a 5-run inning. To me, that's the play that turned the entire inning around.
I get what you said. I just don't believe in one play turns things around because They just botched that inning.
I absolutely believe one play could turn it around because he's out of the inning on that play with no runs. He's out of the inning.
It would have been easier in the inning then if it wasn't for them.
But it's an even easier inning if Judge just catches the damn ball too. Like, that's why I think all these things are factors, but we're always trying to find the one thing or the one reason. When we've said this before, all those things can be true, that Garrett Cole, you got to be over there. And are you in your feelings because of how the inning went? And
absolutely.
Your head,
that's
and
exactly what it looked like.
I didn't cover first. You know, come on.
That's exactly what it looked like. I mean, that you get out of the inning, no runs, even with all the disaster that took place before then. Do your job. Cover first base. And it turned into a 5-run inning, and the Dodgers never looked back. It was almost as if the Yankees just weren't supposed to win that game. And I know that's not a thing, but it's almost as if they just weren't supposed to win that game.
It's, what do you say?
Bad teams find a way to lose? What?
We can't win
and you can't make us. That's right.
There you go.
Because I was just going to say, that doesn't apply to here. But you're right. Here, that does apply. We can win and you can't make us. And I know that's not a thing, but it almost felt that way.
Yeah.
Him, you know, the error by Judge, not covering first base, everything is almost
it was like a comedy. It's like the two errors before that, and then he doesn't cover first. It's like, what the hell are you guys doing? Like, you had the game in hand. They were dominant at that point. I mean,
so your thoughts, the Dodgers, you talked about all the injuries that they had this year.
I mean, look,
they're set up to do it again.
They're set up to do it for years. Oh, by the way, Ohtani's probably going to be pitching next year. If I'm them, I understand the investment you're making and why you paid him so much money. But I'm still letting him hit the entire season and then starting to ramp him up in August so he can pitch in the postseason. So he's healthy. I mean, I don't know if that's something that could work or they want, but I think
you say you're not letting him pitch during the regular season?
Yeah, not until towards the end. And then you start ramping him up there, whether you want to use him in the bullpen or as a starter. I just think if he's doing both, you're taxing that body in two different ways, and I think you're more susceptible to injuries over the long haul if you're pitching and hitting.
I don't have an opinion on that, but let me go back to the beginning, what you said with the money. If he never pitches, he's worth every dollar that they give him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if I'm them, I wouldn't think, well, we got to let him pitch because of what we paid him. If that's the theory, if that's the thinking, then I think I disagree with that. You got to let him be who he is. And right now, he is the most exciting and the best player in all of baseball. That alone, he pays his own salary.
Yeah, that's why. Did you ever have like a grandparent come and like slide you a fiver or give you a dollar? Like, hey, don't. That's what MLB baseball needs to do with him. Like, hey, man, we really appreciate what you're doing. They had more people watching in Japan than we had in the U.S. for like game one. I don't know how many games they did it for, but I know it happened early in this series, which is insane when you think about how the percentage of people in Japan.
The percentage
or
the number?
So it was 15.9 million, which is a way higher percentage, obviously, than the U.S., and it was even more people than the U.S. had.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
So both.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I mean. He pays his own salary.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry about what you pay Shohei Ohtani.
Manfred should be leaving, you know, how Pete Carroll used to pay Reggie Bush by leaving money under a hat. That's how Manfred should do it.
That never happened. That never, ever happened. It never happened. He didn't leave the money.
Yeah, he did.
He just ignored it.
He had somebody else leave the money.
No, it had nothing to do with him.
He put Steve Sarkisian in charge of that.
Who's now coaching?
Yeah.
Texas.
Yeah.
Steve doesn't have to cheat. It's all cheating now. Everybody's doing it now. 410-583-1057 is the number. Got a very interesting barbershop topic of the day at 7 o'clock. You're going to like that. But on the other side, Deontay Johnson speaks for the first time as a Raven, saying he'll do whatever the team needs him to do. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Just out of respect for everybody else, you know, just wherever they need me to be at right now. Until I learn everything, you know, until they feel comfortable with me playing something else, then, you know, that'll be my focus. But right now, I'm just trying to get acclimated, you know, just, you know what I'm saying, work with what they're giving me right now. So
that's Deontay Johnson speaking with the media here in Baltimore for the first time since being acquired in a trade with the Carolina Panthers. He will be a part of that receiving core. Now, Josina Anderson reported that Johnson isn't expected to take snaps from Rashad Bateman. I said that yesterday. I don't think that's what he's here for. I think he'll take snaps from Aguilar, but I don't think he's going to take any snaps from Bateman.
I don't think so either.
If they're both healthy.
And look, it's not about taking snaps either. There's not a lot of wide receivers that play every single snap on offense.
No.
They're just I don't think there are.
They
any.
Are any.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you're going to have a majority of the snaps, but understanding, like, you're on a drive. Let's say you caught two passes on that drive. Mm-hmm. You pop off the field, someone slides in. Then they might get one or two plays. When you come back in, you might be coming in for someone else in a different package depending on what the personnel is and what they want to run. That's why, like, some of that stuff on the sideline, that's a well-oiled machine, making sure you're getting in the right personnel for every play and that stuff's working. But I don't see, if anything, he's taking plays away from Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah. Aguilar, Flowers, and Johnson, that's a really good wide receiver tandem. However, Bateman, Flowers, and Johnson, and is a great receiving tandem. I don't see how you not put those three on the field more often than not.
No, they will. And the other part of this that makes me, you know, believe it is that Josina seems to get good information from the Ravens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got somebody who talks to who's very reliable because she always seems to have spot on information with this team.
Now, you look at that, you talk about that tandem. Now, that was a position, a room that some people questioned. I know we didn't, but people questioned the wide receiver room going into the season. It goes from question mark now to possibly give me a better wide receiving room in the league. Give me a better one.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Aguilar fighting to stay on the field now. He's your four.
I'm trying to think.
It's just tough to find a better receiving room.
Well, because, again, you're talking about the receiving room, and then you can't forget that they have two premier tight ends as well.
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you talk about just wide receivers, if they're healthy, the Buccaneers, I don't know if it's better, but it's pretty good, the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
The Rams is really good. The Bengals really good. But who has four like the Ravens? They had legitimately four wide receivers. Aguilar, how many teams is Aguilar fighting to stay on the field if you run three wides? He's second or third wide on most teams. Here, he's number four. I think they quickly became one of, if not the best wide receiver room in the league. You know, Rams pretty good. Cooper Kupp.
Puka Nacua.
Then
Tutu Atwell, Jordan Winnington. There's some good players there.
Yeah.
But it's highlighted by the top two.
Because
the top two are probably in the top 15 of wide receivers in the league. But when you start to spread it out and you look at the room, it matters. Yeah, it matters what you're looking at too. Like, is it separation rates, which is the big thing they brought up because they're three of the best in the league. You're looking at targets. Is there going to be an issue with one guy getting targets? One of the stories I brought up that I read online is that Nelson Aguilar, that's where Deontay Johnson's staying. So the guy's supposed to be taking snaps away from him, and he's like, look, my teammate now. We're out here trying to win.
Yeah.
I just think it says a lot about his character as well, and he's still going to have a role in this team. And oh, by the way, the other thing, if not for anything in making this trade, which you gave up nothing, the Panthers need to be, someone needs to reevaluate them and say, what are you guys actually doing here?
What's the goal?
But you got yourself depth in case anything does happen to one of your guys.
Yeah, and it's always a possibility. I'm not wishing anything, but even if it's not a season ending injuries, people do, you know, have muscle pulls, get a little banged up, get the flu. Like, somebody's going to sit down.
The whole store got the flu. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The whole store got the flu. A do what?
You can just keep going on.
Just keep rolling.
I think the Baltimore Ravens just put themselves, their offense, which was already pretty freaking good, on another level. Yeah. Because you have a quarterback that you know can get the ball to the receivers. There's no longer the conversation of not being able to do that.
I went on a FanDuel radio show yesterday talking about this, and they were asking about like Deontay Johnson and how the fans, did they like him coming to town? And ironically, the guy that was interviewing me was a Pittsburgh guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were kind of having the conversation back and forth. And I said, I think people will understand that this was a good move. I think the frustration is that you didn't make the move for the player they think you need.
Right.
Not just bettering the team. You know, like, like if you made a trade for a punter that was better than your punter, your team's getting better. But you might go, we didn't need another punter. You know, like there's, and I think that's how people are looking at this trade, even though you totally fleeced the Panthers.
Well, not only that, Ed, but, you know, if they don't get the defender that they want, then they still address the need because they'll need to score more.
Yeah.
So I think a backhanded way of addressing a need.
I think somebody said that on the air yesterday. Was it Todd, maybe? So they're going to have to win games 31-35-31. That they're preparing for that, perhaps. So, I mean, it's a real thing. First of all, it's not over. I'm happy he's here. He does make the team better. And again, I think for all the people that criticize DaCosta, he stole this guy.
We are those people.
You hear them. They're out there. They always, you know, they criticize Elias, criticize DaCosta. I still think we have two of the best GMs in sports.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, anybody that analyzes and watches the sport would tell you, you have two of the better general managers. You have one of the best owners in all the sports. I think Rubenstein will prove that to be maybe the second one this offseason and off seasons to come. But you know what your football owner is all about.
Well, did you see the report that they expect the Orioles to make a 9-figure deal with someone in the offseason?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, even if, I don't know where the report's coming from and who the source is. If there's any validity to that, I think it's telling you the direction the team's going in.
Well, I told you before, I think he's going to spend some money this offseason.
Well, he told me he was. You told me the players he's getting. And I appreciate that because now I know what the team's going to look like next year. And then, of course, with you, I can get tickets to see all these new players. You call us. What? It's kind of crazy, and I can't believe Rob said this. He said, just think Dodgers of the East. And I'm going, really? Really? Man, I appreciate
the Dodgers
it,
of the East just lost the World Series to the Dodgers of the West.
Conflict, since you're such a heavy bettor, like knowing all that.
What? Well, no, it's
knowing who they're picking up.
You like to have that inside information.
I know,
for
but
futures bets.
It sounds illegal.
Oh, is it?
Oh, wait a minute! Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Wait a minute!
Is Rob doing something illegal?
Don't let this thing turn left. Now.
Hey, I didn't ask these questions; they were given to me. I can't get in trouble for listening.
Not if you're just walking by and he says it.
He said what?
Oh boy. See how this is how they do.
You said we were
See how this is how you do.
A future Gold Glove outfielder? Could that be Juan Soto coming to Baltimore?
I don't know what's the biggest joke. The joke that you just said or the fact that he's a Gold Glove finalist. I don't know what's the bigger joke here. Hey, Gold Glove finalist.
Y'all gave me a like glove. It's bronze. Yeah, that's what you get.
The Ray Liotta being with him laughing out loud from what movie was that?
Oh, Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. That's like that meme. Juan Soto's a Gold Glove finalist. Ray Liotta.
Do I make you laugh? Do I amuse you?
My clown?
God, how many Joe Pesci movies am I going to get into today?
Joe Pesci is the man.
My cousin Vinny earlier.
Ed Norris is going to do the hockey at 7:30. A lot of hockey that needs to be done. I had some friends go to the hockey. Did they play at home? What did the Cats play at home? Was it yesterday or the day before?
Tuesday.
They went to the game Tuesday. Their first hockey game.
Really?
Yeah, they went Tuesday.
They had fun? They beat the Rangers.
Yeah, they said they had fun. They did.
I still got to go to my first hockey game.
They asked me if they wanted to go.
When? We've been talking about this for years.
Whenever.
Yeah,
I've been to three to all playoff games. I'm not going to a regular season.
Pick a date, I'll go.
On the other side, Marcus Williams declines interviews during open locker room on Wednesday. Does that raise a red flag for you? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Marcus was out there practicing today. I thought he had a heck of a practice. He looked good. And I'm excited for Marcus Williams. I always have been, always will be. He's one of the top safeties in the league, in my opinion. And I'm looking forward to him playing great football.
Yeah, I thought it was only football related until he declined interviews during open locker room yesterday. And it started to look like it's, to me, you may have thought so before. I did not. This is more than football. This is not just about football.
It sounds like there's something, yeah. It's football for sure, but maybe something off the field is causing him to not be able to play the game the way he can play or has played. So declining interviews, that's unusual to me.
Well, I think the guy's still angry and doesn't want...
Still.
Yeah. But again, but the other part of this too is like, you remember the last time one of the best safeties in the league was benched? Me either. Stop it. Stop with the nonsense. And I get the, like, you're pretending, like, we're really excited. If you're really excited for him, it doesn't sound like he's really excited for you because he doesn't want to talk about anything to deal with, you know, what's going on currently.
But I'm with Ed, though. Even though it's 3 days later, if he doesn't want to talk Sunday after the game, I get it.
Totally.
But 3 days later, now you want to, don't you want to clear the air?
Yeah.
You know, this is your time to stop, reflect a little bit, think about it. And now... You know, 3 days later.
Yeah, and if, I mean, look, it's gonna, you know, they're going to be asking questions. You know it's coming. You know, so you don't think like Chad prepared him for this? You know, they're going to ask you this. Try to, you know, craft it this way, or just, you know, they prepare for this. This is what people do. Like, so for him to decline, it's like, wow, that's unusual.
And he wasn't available by happenstance. It was a reason. You know, I mean, that he was available Wednesday. And I think that's because, as you said, he was prepped for this.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it. He may have, someone suggested, I think it was Todd Karpov suggested that he may have played his last game as a Raven.
Well, he's still got a lot of good football left. He's one of the best safeties in the league. So, you know, when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I got to put that out there so I can trade him.
Come on, man. You can say whatever you want through the media. People can put on the film and go, nope, liar. You can see the filters on that one. Like, oh, come on. Why is it only a headshot? Let me see the rest of them. Yeah, now I got you. I know what you're doing. That's what he's doing.
Let's go out to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning, man.
Hey, Ed, I'm jealous, man. You going back down to Tampa this weekend, man.
Say hi to his girl.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man, stop your branding, man. You know, but say hello to him, man. But anyway,
that's how giddy he is.
Throw him, man. Leave him alone.
Oh, giddy.
You ain't never been in love. Hey, look, if you finally got a young girl after all these years chasing down all these grandmas on the road,
lepers.
Yeah.
No, man. I was supposed to, but you know, we was talking last night. I was gonna change my flight. But it's a fella's trip to Atlanta this weekend, man. I can't, you know, the mother's gonna be mad at me.
And you were gonna change your flight to go down there?
Yeah, I was, man. But the mother was like, man, we planned this all year, man. Smitten. You don't do that, man.
Rashawn, just, you know, in case you didn't know, the Cowboys are playing the Falcons this weekend.
No, man. That's why I'm going down there. So,
you got a bunch of...
Oh, really?
By the way, what's your girl's name? Sunshine? Is that what it is? Because if you're going to cancel on the guys and not go see the Cowboys to see her,
ashamed of yourself.
You better be throwing it up in the air.
Be ashamed of yourself, man. You think about that.
No, it's all good, man. But,
what's on your mind?
Hey,
besides her,
man. Real quick, listen, I think that was the wrong game, the wrong time to bench Marcus Williams. Because, listen, we already had Wiggins out. We had Humphreys out. So I'm like, man, like that really could probably cost us a game. You know, who to know, man? Williams probably could have played a good game that week, last week, and won the game, you know, with that veteran presence back there.
Yeah, I mean, he could have dropped some of those interceptions, too.
Could have taken the slack,
Nah, he would have caught one on probably, you know. But, you know, it is what it is, man. Hopefully he got some
training. I don't think he's been in a position to
I don't even see him on the screen when other guys are catching. So.
Jeremy, can I ask you a question before we hang up on Rashawn?
Yeah.
Who's better, Humphrey or Humphreys?
Humphreys. I mean, you got more than letters. One of them. Yeah. There's two of them.
Oh, wow, man.
All right, Rashawn.
What was the name that got butchered yesterday? What did he call the... Do you remember? Oh, I'm just putting everybody on the spot now. You probably don't even remember the moment when he butchered the dude's name because I said, remember when Antoine Bolden was here and... We what were all the Jeremy Guthrie? We had all these different names. People would screw up everyone's name on their team.
Joe, he's asking me if I remember.
I do have a drop of Dave from Salisbury calling Adley Russ Muffin.
Oh, do you? Can you play it, or do you have it ready?
Adley Russ.
This I love when this happens. Like Rashawn, I couldn't tell if he was joking the first time he was calling him about sore ass and all these other guys. Like,
no, he was not. Yeah. He was not. Suarez.
You know, I saw yesterday, they had names. Jackson Street downtown by me. There's above the city street sign, this is Jackson. Above it is a purple sign that says Lamar. And underneath an orange one says Holiday. Yeah, somebody went and bought their own and hung them up on the...
Nice. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
That is cool.
All right, here, is this it?
Yeah, hold on one second. That's the whole thing.
The new catcher that the Orioles drafted out of Oregon State, Adley Russ Muffin.
Russ Muffin.
Adley Russ Muffin.
And you remember, he's the guy that started the Ron Flattery stuff. Yes. It wasn't Flaherty, it's Ron Flattery.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What's
Not
up,
Ryan,
Trippy?
Ron.
Hey, hello. What's
hello.
Going on with y'all?
Now,
hey, I got a serious question, right? Because I can't wait to go to the game Sunday. That defense, boy, I think they're going to ban me from the game. I'm tired of this. Look, Marcus Williams, right? I'm gonna put y'all down with something, right?
Put us
down. Shout out my man Hassan. You know, he'd be taking his little photos and stuff. Son, don't miss. But anyway, my man, he like to go, whenever we go to a away game, we like to go to the hotels and watch the players leave, right? I ain't gonna lie, you know Marcus Williams, he always comes to the game sharp, suit and tie. I knew something was up when he was walking around with just his tracksuit on with his, but he ain't leaving. He made sure he had his D-rag on, though, you feel me? Like, and I understand he's frustrated that he ain't want to interview, but I mean, it's something that he said, the reason why he ain't stuck. You know how the Ravens is, they so secretive, but maybe if he would have came out and said something else, he probably would have been off the team, but I'm going to still keep on saying, I know he's a Florida boy, but that Eddie Jackson, he got to go. Eddie Jackson is trash. Can we see the Maryland kid and the dude Kane? Like, what's wrong with him? Like, I don't understand. And another thing is, real quick, right? When Ray Lewis retired, right, Rob? Uh-huh. We signed Daryl Smith. We signed all these old linebackers, right? And we just couldn't get it right. Then we signed C.J. Mosley. Then we had Patrick Queen and all them other people. It didn't work. Now we got Roquan, right? Everybody, like, oh, we got our Ray Lewis. Where is our Ed Reed at? I know Ed Reed probably smoked about 20 cigars watching that game Sunday, all the drop picks. Like, it don't make no sense, man. Defense, get it together. And Chris Hewitt, the assistant coach, you keep talking about him a flip-flop, but bro, I ain't no flip-flop. I can't be no flip-flop when I'm calling out the truth. You used to be a DB coach, bro. Step in. And I don't know who that secondary coach is from Michigan, man. Get rid of him, man. He's trash.
You all right, Trippy?
Let him
flow. All right, Trippy?
Let him roll. Flow. By the way, he's one of my favorite people to listen to. You might have to ding that bell every time he says right, though. Like, he's telling you something. He's like, right? Like, you know, like he's agreeing with himself. Yeah. It's great.
World of Stupid at 7:45. We do the hockey with Ed Norris at 7:30. But on the other side is our barbershop topic of the day. This has been on my mind for a while, guys, for a long time. What are some local sports traditions that you just don't care for?
I got one.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.